So let's talk about the one topic that I really was looking forward to talking about that you were kicking around in the group chat.
Okay. And that is?
That would be... This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Big Fatty screwed it up his show today.
This just into the Fat Cave newsroom. Big Fatty admits he learned everything about screwing it up from Daniel Beaver.
I am recording.
Okay, we ready?
May hear kitchen noises in the background, but that can't be helped, so. Yep.
That's not even the right show theme. That's...
Yes, that's true. First thing this morning, I go to my iTunes to download Big Fatty's his podcast, and I go to listen to it, and the name has changed, but it's the exact same podcast that he played yesterday.
Yep.
And I quickly get on the computer and leave him a comment saying, hello, this is the wrong thing. Of course, now he's got a message on there saying, it's changed, unsubscribe and resubscribe or something like that, or wait till tomorrow or something.
Yeah, he probably thought it was so good the first time everyone wanted to hear it again.
Which is so wrong. But yeah, he screwed up. Mr. Perfect, he posts those things like 3 days in advance.
Does he really?
Yeah.
No, he records them the night before.
You listen. You go back and listen to that Tuesday show, which, you know, I've had to listen to twice because he posted it. But he recorded that like a week ago Sunday. Everything in it was so generic. He was just like, I go to the Kim Beaver's blog and there's a picture. And it was like a picture from like a week ago. And it's just like, I call shenanigans. I don't think the Tuesday show was actually recorded Tuesday evening.
Uh-oh, Big Fatty, you're being called out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. He's pulling a Daniel Brewer.
He is. He's trying to pull one past us, trying to sneak one past us here. Perhaps he had a gentleman caller that prevented him from recording it.
He had an appointment.
Yeah.
It was his emergency backup recording.
He always has a generic one in the wings, right?
Wouldn't that be great if he did? Awesome. If he just has an episode saying, I'm Big Fatty.
I was going to say, that's when you get a best of put together and you just keep it on your computer.
He probably just has like a generic one laying around and say, this is episode number, oh, fuck, I don't know what it is.
Now, see, if I had one of those sitting in the wings, I could have posted that on Monday night when I didn't do anything.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
First thing this morning, I go to my iTunes to download Big Fatty's song.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is song number 334 of the BFO for Friday, the 15th of May, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's all excited because he received a very special letter in the mail today, and I'm going to open it up for you. It's from the Faroe Islands. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Big Fatty, I'm going to tell y'all something. First of all, Big Fatty is podcasting with pants on tonight. And that is because, not tonight, because it's Friday. But I'm recording this on Thursday evening. But y'all, Big Fatty is going to see the Star Treks with Larry Cly here in just a few minutes. So I was unable to remove my trousers and still have time to podcast because, you know, there's a lot of hoisting and getting back into your pants when you're as fat as I am. And, y'all, but Thursday was a really good day for Big Fatty. It was a good day. And, you know, I'm going to go see the Star Trek. Or something like that. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to go to the Hippodrome. We talked about that on the last show. Now, y'all, you know that box of candy that the Kim Beaver sent? Well, Oh, God. Yesterday. No, not yesterday. She sent it to me. I got it yesterday. But anyway, Big Fatty just kind of munched on that all night long, and it was delicious, y'all. And then I get this message from Kim Beaver on Thursday morning. Big Fatty, you better go over and see what my cousin is doing to ya. And y'all, you know, that's that Michael in Stuttgart that I said I hadn't heard from. And because, you know, he's vanished. But y'all, he evidently has not vanished, because he's put just this horrible, horrible, horrible picture of Big Fatty over on his blob. And y'all, you can get to that by going to the BFO and clicking on, let me see if I can find it here, the blob of Michael in Stuttgart, and that's listed under the T's. Okay. Oh, Lord. And, well, y'all, evidently I have the wrong address in there, because it didn't take me to the blob. Oh, wait a minute. But anyway, Big Fatty will try to get that corrected. But anyway, that blob of Michael in Stuttgart, no wonder he's unsubscribed, y'all. Big Fatty's got to get that fixed. I can't believe that. I can't believe I haven't heard that there was a problem. But anyway, see, he doesn't listen. That's just it. He doesn't listen. But anyway, it was a horrible picture of Big Fatty with these vile, vile, vile teeth. And y'all, that Kim Beaver, she would never post anything like that on her lodge over there. Y'all, there's all a twitty about this Pride 48, because people are got questions. There are questions being asked about this, and the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
The sea hag actually asked a very good question. I can't believe I'm actually admitting this, but the sea hag asked if we had to wear pants when we are broadcasting on the Pride 48. And quite frankly, y'all, I'm not doing it if I have to wear pants. That's just all there is to it. I mean, it throws me off. Y'all, today I am totally thrown by having pants on during this podcast. So anyway, you can probably hear it in my voice. So anyway, but the sea hag says that she is not wearing pants either, but she will wear a tie. I don't know what that means. And let's see. Big Fatty had some other e-letters and all, but I'm not going to read those right now, because, you know, that's how Big Fatty do. That's how he do. Y'all, you know how he do. And so, anyway, y'all, without further ado, or without further how he do, Big Fatty is going to open this card from the Faroe Islands. And y'all, I believe it is the first card I've ever received from the Faroe Islands. And y'all, it has a picture of one of those Muppets. That baby arm Tim, he loves the Muppet, y'all. He just loves the Muppet. And it's, I don't know what this one's name is on the back. I think it's probably Grouchy or something like that. I don't know. And anyway, I am going to read the card. Oh, y'all, it is a picture of... It is a picture of a sheep wearing a hat with its ears sticking out. I believe that this is a picture of Gussie, the sheep. And it says, "To Big Fatty, with love, Gussie." And y'all, Gussie is over there on the Kim Beaver Lodge. You can get to that by clicking through over at the BFO. But Gussie was on the Faroe Idol. So anyway, and Gussie has written and said, "Thank you, dear Big Fatty, for helping me with my career, XXXG. And it's a little, there's a little hoofy hoofy print on there. And then Kim writes, "Hi, babes. I'm writing this for Gussie, who wants to send you her autograph card. She does not write well, I'm afraid. You are the best and our big fat sunshine. We are on a stopover visit at my useless cousin's in Stuttgart at the present. Lots of love, Kim. P.S. Michael sends his love too." Well, it's about time we had some sort of communication from him, other than that, just that terrible, terrible picture that he posted. Well, y'all, go over and look at the picture of Gussie. She is over there on the Pharaoh, idol. Y'all, speaking about the idol, well, I guess if I'm going to talk about the idol, I guess I'm just going to have to go down into the Fat Cave, aren't I?
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online.
The Fat Cave.
Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct, y'all. And y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but I am podcasting with pants on. Y'all, on the American Idols on Wednesday night, they threw off that Danny. Oh, Danny boy. He is gone, y'all. He is gone. Y'all, he's 29 years old. I don't know how he got on the show, but I read he was 29. So it leaves that Adam Lambert, and who is the big old queen, and Chris Allen, who is the cutie patootie from Arkansas, but y'all, he's married. And I guarantee you, if they found out he was married, if it was general knowledge, he would be thrown off. And y'all, I'm quite frankly, I don't know who's going to win that. I think Adam is much more of a showman, but Chris is a cutie. And Adam can do without a little bit, can go with a little less makeup and all. Y'all, on the Dancing with the Stars this week, they threw off the damn retarded cowboy, whose name I don't remember. Chester, I think, was his name. But anyway, so Chester's gone, and it's just the Gilles from France and the Kim Johnson, who is the 17-year-old gymnast, and that woman from The Bachelor, whose name I don't remember. But y'all know who I'm talking about. By the way, The Bachelor, by the way, I'm going to the to see the Star Trek, and y'all, we have signed up for the complimentary small popcorn coupon, and we'll be using that when we go see the Star Trek. But anyway, the Bachelor, Rhett, is starting, I think it's starting next week, and there are going to be 30 men on there courting that that bachelorette. So at least in the beginning, there will be 30 men to look at. So anyway, y'all, there's really only one other thing that I've got to do before we get out of here today.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Bill. I've been trying to win a prize here on the Big Fat Big Daddy show. You know how he likes the games. Anyway, I've been trying to win a prize by being caller number 500 or 400, whatever it is, and I could use your help. Could you, like, call in sometime, please?
Now, y'all, that was Miss Kathy from the South Dakota. Now, why she said, "Hi, Bill, I've been trying to win a prize on the Big Fatty thing on here." And, y'all, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I don't know who Bill is. So, y'all, if you answer to Bill, would you please get in touch with Miss Kathy and tell her... Now, Bill, please let Miss Kathy know that she was the 500th caller into the BFO, and that there's a special prize for her. And if she would like to call Big Fatty sometime and just let him know that that she still listens to the show, and that she wants to collect her prize for being the 500th caller, y'all. I think that is just fabulous, and it couldn't happen to a... Well, I guess it could happen to a nicer person, but Miss Kathy is... That wasn't very nice. It couldn't happen to a nicer person, because everybody who listens to the BFO, with the exception of a couple, are always a winner every day, y'all. A winner every day. In fact, this is your 334th prize that you have all received from the BFO. It is, because, you know, it is the 334th song for... whatever. But Miss Kathy, get in touch with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I would like to collect my prize. Now, y'all, I want to talk for just the last few minutes here. I'm getting back to Kim Beaver's candy that she sent to me. Y'all, when Big Fatty was growing up, all of that stuff was penny candy or nickel candy. Sometimes something was, you know, full-size candy bars were a dime. But, y'all... When we were kids, you know, to find a quarter on the ground that somebody may have dropped or whatever, you may just walk past a quarter nowadays. But back when Big Fatty was growing up, we're going down memory lane here, but if you found a quarter, Lord, you could walk out of the 7-Eleven and be a millionaire. I mean, you could have a pocket full of candy, and it was, I guess the equivalent today is finding a $20 bill on the ground or something like that. And y'all, when Big Fatty was growing up, we got an allowance of $3 a week, and out of that we had to, dear Gussie. Well, we had to give 10%, 30 cents to the Baptist church. And then you had to pay for your school lunches. And I think that they were about 30 cents apiece. So that was, what, $1.50? And so that left you with about $1.20 to save or spend on yourself. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what, you would ogle and goggle over things in the five and dime. And at the 7-Eleven, until, you know, you could afford, and, you know, it's, as a little kid, it's tough saving up, especially, and nowadays it's real tough, especially with that iTunes, because those songs are very expensive.
First thing this morning, I go to my iTunes to download Big Fatty's song.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.